Everybody's doing good. Are you doing good? No, 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 not this morning. Man, it's good to be in the house of God this morning. We believe God can heal our bodies and our minds. I think he can also heal our microphones. For those of you wondering, like you were here earlier and it was going, it sounded like a fax machine or somebody was playing video games in the sound booth, which wasn't true, okay? We got a whole new system just recently, and so we're still working out some of the things and how they all come together and work together. So we might switch mics here or there.
We'll figure it out.
But guess what? We can still worship God. We can still hear his word. If we got to go back to old times and we got to walk around the front and scream without a mic, we can do that too. You can be seated. We have a couple of announcements this morning. We want to make you aware of some things that are happening. First off, if you're a guest, if this is one of your first couple times here, maybe you're online watching, and this is your first time here, we would love to connect with you. We'd love to get to know you a little bit more. We have a little card in the lobby. You can just ask one of the ushers or somebody you're with, hey, where's that card? And we just ask for a little bit of information, and we'll ask you questions about you and maybe get you a chance to ask questions about us. We also offer free Bible studies. We'll come to your home. We'll do it here. We'll figure it out. But if you want to learn more about God's word, it's an opportunity. So we'd love to connect with you, and we're glad you're here to worship God with us this morning. For our giving, if you feel compelled to give this morning, you can give many different ways. We're not going to pass anything through the aisle. You can give online on cgcmadison.org/giving. You can also give in person. There is a box, a little plexiglass, clear plastic box in the back on the outside in the foyer. It's on the welcome area. You could also give by mail. If you'd like to donate a stamp and send it in, you can give by mail. And also, we have an app. If you want to stay connected with what's going on, that's my email, not the app. We have an app called Church Center. It's a great app. You can find out what's coming up. You can also give on the app, too. But it's really great to find out about some of the groups that are happening at the church and the events that are coming up. Speaking of events, there's events today happening for our church. At 5 p.m., there's a ladies' discipleship in the fellowship hall. 5 p.m. is the correct time. 5 p.m. is the correct time today in the fellowship hall. If you're a lady, be here. It's going to be great. And then at 6 p.m., there's a men's ministry service and grill out at Marvin Renvick's home. Marvin is right here. There you go. I was going to have you stand, but you're already there. Yes, that's right. You just find this guy after service. He's not easy to miss. You'll see him. Just, oh, that's Marvin. And say, where do you live? And he'll give you his address. It's right up there, too. Take a picture with your phone. 3359 Peterson Road. No solicitors. No, I'm just kidding. But a men's event tonight and a ladies event. Come and be blessed and fellowship with men and women. For the men's ministry event, bring a chair and bring some meat to grill and bring a friend. All right? And then next Saturday, July 29th, we've been having our family series all year long. Once a month, we have The Way is Life. And this Saturday, coming up July 29th at 5 p.m., we will be in the fellowship hall, maybe outside if they let us. Maybe we could even start a fire and toast some marshmallows and stuff for a little grill out. But just families hanging out. I call it an opportunity for community. If you just want to hang out, maybe you're not a family, you just want to hang out, come on out, okay? We're going to hang out and share, and maybe pray together and see what God's doing in our lives and just encourage each other. And lastly, we have a special announcement from Brother Jerry and Brother Seidel for All Nations. Brother Jerry, I'll let you take it away here for a minute.
All right, everybody. Every year we have something that we call Summer Fun Fest. And then last year or two, we've had All Nations Summer Fun Fest. And then this year, we thought the name was getting too long, so we're just going to call it All Nations Sunday. But we'll have some outdoor activities. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what we're going to do outdoors. Typically, we reserve this gigantuan tent that's like holds 500 people, and we have bounce houses everywhere. And this year, when I called and I asked about the tents, they were super expensive. And so I decided to talk to the pastoral staff, and we decided that we were going to invest that money into our grounds, and we're going to open up our fellowship hall and for table games. We're going to have outdoor activities. We'll still have our bounce houses and things like that, and we're going to use that end of our property underneath the trees, and we're going to have a picnic style dinner. We're going to have brats and our hot dogs and hamburgers and things like that. And we're asking everyone, if you want to be inside, we can do that. If you want to be outside during that time with the children, we're also going to open up the Kids Depot children's area for all of the moms. We're going to have them go in there and play in the sand pit and playing all the different things. And so we're going to do something a little different in order to save some money to reinvest it into our grounds. We didn't think the tent was so necessary. If it's super hot, you can stay inside. If you want to go outside, we'll still do that. We'll still have all the same activities, water fights. We're going to have the bounce houses. We're going to have the Kids Depot area open for the children. We'll still have the sand pit. Everything is going to be exactly the same. We're just going to cut the tents. Is everybody okay with that? All right. So that saves us like literally $5,000, which is a significant amount of money. And so we want to reinvest that into our grounds instead of just having a one-time event. We want something that will go on into the future a little bit. And so I am looking for some volunteers for that day. It'll be August 6th. I'm looking for some people to help me serve, set up, tear down, and just all around be awesome volunteers. So if you are interested in being a part of that team, just come and see me after church or anytime during the time between now and August 6th. I could use a lot of help. Amen. Brother Seidel, are you over here? Brother Seidel's going to talk about what we're going to do inside.
Amen. Say All Nations Sunday. That's what we're doing, All Nations Sunday inside, before we have the fellowship on the outside. And if you remember in the past, some services, we've had the flags of the many nations that are represented here at Calvary Gospel Church around the top of the auditorium. We want to do that again this year. If you are native of another country, or your family has recently immigrated here, maybe you're second generation or whatever, we want to make sure that you're represented. So if you want to just let me know or let Pastor Phil know by email or by text or whatever, we want to make sure that everybody is represented. But All Nations Sunday is designed to recognize that here in the United States, people are coming from all over the world to be here in our nation. We have a commission to go and reach every nation, every tongue, every tribe. But we're blessed here in the United States that every nation, every tongue, every kindred, every tribe is coming to us. And there are communities here in the Madison area, in Dane County, in Wisconsin, where there are groups of people from different cultures and different nations that need God. And oftentimes it's just a matter of someone who knows God reaching out to someone who's maybe more insulated within that culture. Once a family or two are connected with the church, suddenly the whole group of families becomes interested, and we can reach them for the kingdom of God. That's what All Nations Sunday is all about, to recognize that there are many cultures represented here in the United States, and we have been called to reach every one of them. Then in addition to that, All Nations Sunday, we do take an annual offering, but we do that in October, so keep that in mind. You're welcome to contribute to All Nations Sunday offering when we do it on August 6th, but that is it's an effort of the United Pentecostal Church, but it's also an effort of Calvary Gospel Church. We do have a multicultural effort here, and we want to continue and encourage that, and perhaps God will lay that on your heart this Sunday. I just want to let everyone know that our speaker on All Nations Sunday, August 6th, will be Brother Alan Demas, who is a great man of God. Just happens to be Phil Demas's dad. But Brother Demas was a missionary to actually in several different places in Greece and in Germany. But wherever he went, he established multicultural congregations. And he knows all about multicultural ministry. He was a big part of what we have. Global Tracks is one of the elements of ministry connected with multicultural ministries. And Brother Demas had a big part in that coming into existence. He's going to be with us on Wednesday, August 2nd as our guest speaker. And then he will be with us again Sunday morning, August 6th. So keep that in mind. Invite a guest. If you know someone who's perhaps from a different culture, this is a great time to bring them, to let them know that they're welcome in the house of God and that there's a place for them in the family of God. God bless you. Thank you.
Let's all stand this morning. I think sometimes, why do I come to church? I can connect with God, and I can hang out with you, but maybe this is the place that we connect with God together, right? And so let's make that our focus this morning. Let's make our focus connecting with God. We're going to worship, right? We're going to pray. We're going to hear God's word from the man of God. Let's just prime our hearts this morning. Let's pray that God prepares our hearts for this service as we head into worship. God, have your way in this service. God, have your way in my heart and in my mind. God, touch every heart and mind in this place. God, we remove distractions, worries, doubts, fears, anxieties. God, we just ask that your peace would be here today. That your hope, that your Holy Spirit would guide this service, God, as we connect with you together. God, let your will be done in this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Worship with us this morning.
We just lift our hands up this morning. Thank you, God. We worship you this morning, God. We come to you today, God, and we lay down every worry, God, every weight, every care that we have, God. We praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Days may be darkest, but your light is greater. You light our way, God, you light our way. When evil is rising, you're rising higher with power to save, with power to save. 'Cause you keep hope alive. You keep hope alive from the beginning to end. Your word never fails. You keep hope alive because you are alive. Jesus, you are alive. Death had a stronghold, but your life was stronger.
Alive. are alive. Jesus, you are alive. You keep hope alive. You keep hope alive. From the beginning to end, your word never fails. You keep hope alive. Because you are alive. Jesus, you are alive.
Do you believe that this morning, that he's alive? We thank you, God, that you are alive, that you are a living God. And we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. God, our strength. God, our Savior. God, our hope. Yours forever is the glory, the honor. God, our shield. God, our shelter. God, our rock. Yours forever is the glory.
Hell, joining heaven, we declare the grace.
up our voice to Him right now. We worship You, God. God, we praise You, Lord Jesus. God, we worship You, Lord. I've had this old hymn on my heart. Some of you may know it, and if you do, please join with us as we sing this song.
I'm losing you here. Am I losing you? So great to have Brother and Sister Thompson with us. They were here yesterday. We had a leadership training. Brother Thompson is the NAM North American Missions, the teaching and training. He oversees that portion, and he travels all over the country teaching and training in various districts. They came directly from Iowa District Camp to here, to be here with us yesterday and today. And I just want to thank them for investing not just in the kingdom nationwide, but investing in us here at Calvary Gospel Church. And I think the most important position that he carries is he's Abby's dad. And it was great to see Sister Thompson singing with us today. We were short help yesterday. She helped with our children, working and helping take care of our kids. We thank you so very much. We love you, Brother Gale and Sister Ann. Come and preach to us this morning.
Amen. It is an honor to be here, always an honor, and I always say it when I come here, thank you for giving us a home to come to, and we feel like this church in many ways is home. And thank you to the pastoral staff and your trust and giving us an opportunity to share to your leadership. We don't take that lightly, and thank you. While you're still standing, let me take you directly to my text this morning. From James chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, James chapter 5, 16 through 18, confess your trespasses or your faults one to another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain in the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. There's another translation I'd like to share for that portion of the scripture where it says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. It's called the Weymouth New Testament. Translates it this way, the heartfelt supplication. And I don't want us to get lost in the weeds with words we don't know, but supplication means to earnestly, to ask earnestly and humbly. The heartfelt supplication of a righteous man exerts a mighty influence. I want to say it again. The heartfelt supplication of a righteous man exerts a mighty influence, and it is very powerful in its effect. But too oftentimes we check ourselves off that list, saying, I'm not an Elijah. I don't have power in my prayer. But I'm here to tell you something today. You have a voice, and you can pray powerfully. It exerts mighty influence, and it's very powerful in its effect. Heavenly Father, speak to our hearts this morning. Thank you for this family of people who are gathered together. Come and walk amongst our midst, oh God, and minister to us today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Maybe you're here this morning, and you're a little bit skeptical, and skeptical maybe of the supernatural and skeptical about prayer and all of this. I'd like to challenge you, put a challenge to you this morning that maybe you have cause and reason and things that have happened in your life and wounds and hurts and the lack of ability to trust. But I challenge you today to just try prayer. Just what is prayer? Prayer is our oral expression of the desire of the heart. Whatever it is in your heart, that hurt, whatever it is, talk to God about it and ask Him to show Himself and help you be able to see that He's real, because prayer works. And prayer exerts great influence. And prayer is powerful in its effect. Whereas desire is silent. Prayer takes our desire and it comes out into the open. And sometimes whatever is going on in our heart is so deep we cannot find the words to articulate it. And all that comes out is a groan or travail or an agony. But he still hears it and it has a powerful effect and has great influence. So I challenge you, whomever you are today, today before we're done, give prayer a try. You see, prayer is permanent. It's permanent. When your voice waves go in your prayer, they never stop. And the scripture says that they're stored in a bowl. They're permanent. Prayer is spiritual. We have this treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. I cannot do supernatural because I am totally human and natural. But he has given you and I the gift of prayer that allows us to connect to the supernatural. That is a means, and I'm saying, you got a need that you can't meet and you feel like you're up against a wall, you're going to speak about it today. You're going to turn it out of a desire into an oral expression, and you're going to see that there is power in prayer. So only through prayer can we attain and procure our supernatural, or the supernatural, beyond the human capabilities. We fail to recognize or are kept in dark, are blinded by the power of prayer. How? Because Satan has deceived us into believing that prayer has no value. It's useless. It's powerless. I'm here to tell you that is a lie. Satan has always twisted the word with deception for his advantage. If he steals our prayer, he steals our voice. And when he steals our voice, he steals our authority. He wants our authority. But he can't have it when we are using our voice, because that is our authority. That is our power. That is our influence. So, in James, he says, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. James chapter 5, verse 4, or 4, verse 7, excuse me, that was. We sometimes, we just don't understand. And we tolerate, as children of the King, of our Heavenly Father, we tolerate evil into our homes and evil exposure. We allow trauma, we allow things to happen because we have the sense that we don't have a voice. But that's a lie. You've got a voice. And you can pray, and it's powerful when you pray. You see, the devil doesn't want you to discover your voice. He desires to steal your voice. And when we come into agreement with Satan's lies, there's no sense praying for that. Doesn't work. When we come into agreement with his lies, he takes the stronghold. He takes the high place. But we have to break any agreement with lies concerning darkness. I'm not coming here with any brand new message. I'm here on the oldest of all things to talk to you about prayer, and that it works and it's powerful, and don't stop praying. And don't agree to any of the lies of darkness. And when we come into a united agreement, when we come into a united agreement through prayer, we take dominion. We've got to wake up to who we are and start taking what is ours and the authority that we've been given. And we've got it right as simple with the use of our own voice. Listen to a story, and for the scriptures, I'm jumping ahead a little bit. From Judges chapter 15. And I'm going to need your help. Will you help me preach? All right. Good. I heard of a couple of people out there. All right. The Philistines went up and they camped in Judah, spreading out near Lehi. Okay? Now the Philistines, who are the Philistines? The enemy. Okay? So when I say the Philistines, you're going to say? Let's try that. The Philistines went and camped in Judah. Who's Judah? God's people. Praise. Yes, it is praise. That's what Judah means. But it's God's people. Right? So you're going to have to help me. The Philistines went and camped in Judah, spreading out near Lehi. Lehi means the hill. So you're going to have to help me with this. All right, you ready? The Philistines went up and camped in Judah and spread out near Lehi. The hill. So why do you think they took the hill? Taking a high place. Now, I spent 40 years pastoring in Minnesota, so I'll give you just a little bit of history. The Minnesota Capitol was built in St. Paul upon a hill, completed in 1905. Beautiful Capitol. Interestingly, in 1906, 1 year after the completion of the Capitol, the state of Minnesota, the Vatican in Rome commissioned to build a cathedral of St. Paul on an adjacent hill. It was completed in 1915. They built their dome 1 inch higher than the state capitol. I think that was just an architectural error. Uh-uh. 1 inch. 1 inch says, I've got the dominance. We took the hill. My wife and I just came a few weeks ago from Prague, Czech Republic, celebrating 25 years of a church after the fall of the Iron Curtain. Their government center is still operated out of a palace. Guess where it is? On a hill. And you go to the next hill, and guess what's over there? Another palace. What was that? Two feuding people way back in the time, each one saying their hill's higher. Think about this. Okay, now let's go back to our story again. The Philistines went up and camped in Judah, spreading out on the Lehi, the hill. The people of Judah asked, why have you come up to fight us? And they answered, we've come to take Samson prisoner. We're going to arrest him. And we're going to do to him what he's done to us. There's a man in Israel who's done something. We've come to take care of him. We're going to arrest him. We're going to take him, make him a prisoner. Now listen to what the scripture says. Then 3,000 men of Judah. Come on now. Now 3,000 men of Judah. Really? 3,000 men of God's people. Went to the cave in the rock of Edom and said to Solomon. Samson. It says Samson here, not Solomon. I don't know where that came from. Thank you for keeping me straight in my story. Don't you realize that the Philistines are rulers over us? God's people? Don't you know?
Don't you know that the Philistines are rulers over us?
I'm here to tell you, stop resuscitating the enemy and giving life to him with your mouth.
Don't you know, Samson? Stop what you're doing because they rule over us. Come on. Now, I'm a little bit concerned about this. There's 3,000 of... Now, think of the odds. 3,000 to... Why? Maybe Samson has a reputation. And they're just a little bit afraid of his reputation. So they go down to the cave, to the rock of Edom, and they said to Samson, "Don't you realize that the Philistines are rulers over us?" And they said to him, "What have you done to us?" And he answers, "I merely did to them what they did to me." Why are we taking it? And what have you done to us? There's something wrong when we get bothered because there's some people who got a voice. Is it because it's starting to intimidate you because they're using a voice and you're afraid to use your voice? Where's your authority? Well, wait a minute. What are you doing to us? Samson ought to be saying, "What are you doing to me? What are you doing to us? Where's your voice?" And he says, "All I did is I did to them what they did to me. Hey, if he wants to bring it on, I'll bring it back. If you want to just sit and be in defense all the time, go ahead. You're going to hide under a rock the rest of your life and you're never going to go anywhere. But if you want, what you need to do is you need to take it back. You don't need to sit there and take it and say, 'Oh, they rule over us.' That's not the case. That's not the case." So they said to him, "We've come to tie you up and hand you over to the Philistines." God forbid. Samson said, "Swear to me that you won't kill me yourselves." Again. I mean, this is just God forbid. And they said, "Agreed. We will only tie you up and hand you over to them. We will not kill you." So you get this picture? They go to the cave. 3,000 of them. They pull him up out of the cave and have this conversation, and he has to make an agreement with them to get them to agree not to kill him. And so they take him. As we continue to read the story, the Bible says, so they bound him with two new ropes and they led him up from the rock as he approached Lehi. 3,000 men leading one guy. And what are they going to do? They're going to go to the hill to deliver and turn over their only hope. Now listen to what the scripture says. As he approached Lehi, the Philistines came toward him shouting. Now, all the men in this place, I'm going to make you feel awkward, but I'm going to join you in your awkwardness, so it's okay.
When they saw Samson, they poured down off that hill shouting. Oh, so only the enemy has a voice? I feel the Holy Ghost here. Whew, I feel real strong right now. I want all of us men, not because I want to praise the enemy, but I want all of us men in this room, at the count of three, to act like you're coming off of the mountain with that shout. You ready? One, two, three. Ah! I don't know about you, but I felt something go through this place. Did you feel the influence of a little bit of use of voice? That was pretty powerful in its influence. Would you not agree? So here they are coming down there off the hill, screaming and shouting. What happens to the 3,000 guys that are bringing him? The scripture doesn't tell me. But I got a feeling they probably abandoned him and left him there all by himself. Then the Bible tells us, and this is what happens, listen to this. When he came to Lehi, the hill, the Philistines came shouting against him. Then the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the ropes that were on his arms became like flax that burned with fire, and his bonds were loosed. They broke loose from his hands, and the next verse says, and he found a fresh jawbone of a donkey. And he reached out his hand and he took it. But I promise you, the scripture doesn't say this. But I don't think he was saying, come here, little Philistines, Philistines, Philistines. He brought back his voice at every bit of fervor or greater than their voice. Right. Ha! 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 No! This is my hill! No! Get off my hill! This is my ground! I will not tolerate it! Not in this house! Not in this city! Not in this church! It's not happening! It's not happening! No! 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 You can't have it! Look at the next verse. Samson said, with a jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of a donkey, I've slain 1,000 men. Next verse. And when he was finished, he threw the jawbone from his hands and called that place Ramoth Lehi. Ramoth Jawbone. Somebody here needs to rename a mountain today. I don't know if you feel what I'm feeling. There's power in this house. You heard it. It's time to take the high place back. And how does that happen? It happens with a voice. One man took a jawbone. I don't know how he held it. I don't know how he used it. But because he began to use his voice and he took action, the Holy Spirit came upon him and great power came forth. Great influence came forth. from this man as he took that jawbone and began to fight in the name of the Lord. This is what happens when the Spirit of the Lord moves upon us. We too often accept as God's will what he wants us to change as God's will. Don't give in so easy. You need to start to fight. There's a time for peace, but there's a time for war. There's a time to be silent, but there's a time not to be silent. And I'm here to say to you, and I know my time is coming to the close this morning, but you have got to start to use your voice. That's not going to happen when you're always taking a defense. It's time to change the name of your circumstance from the hill that has always haunted me, and the hill where the enemy has stood and mocked me, and the hill where they've given me all these mind battles and games in my head, and you've got to take it and rename it in the name of Jesus, and you can do it today through prayer. Let's stand. You say, well, I'm a woman. Well, you just had all the men use their voice. We all have a voice. Male and female were created in the image of God. Both of us reflect a certain part of God. Women reflect, listen to me, women reflect the beauty, the loving grace, and the travail. Men reflect his strength, loving leadership, and courage as a warrior. Both men and women can discover their voice. And it ought not be that the only voice that's heard in the church is a voice of travail. Well, I think I better say that again, and I think we need to have a little more of a roar come from the other side of this. The only voice that should be heard in the church is not just the voice of travail. Listen to the words of Isaiah. The Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. He's going to stir up his zeal like a man of war. He's just talking about my God. What is wrong? We've created a culture of passive men who cannot have their zeal stirred up. Whether they're mocked or they're made fun of, and our system and our culture is stripping it from us as men. Why? Because darkness wants to take your voice because you have authority, and he doesn't want you to have your authority. And so scripture says, the Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. He'll stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out. Yes, he shall shout aloud. This is in reference to a battle cry. That's my God. And he says when he comes, he's coming with a cry. He's coming with a shout. He's our warrior. He's our king. He shall prevail and crush his enemies. Next verse. Next verse starts with a quotation mark at the top. It's not talking about God. It shifts to God talking. The speaking of God. And this is what God says. I've held my peace a long time. I've been still and restrained myself. Now I cry like a woman in labor, and I pant, and I grasp all at once. The victorious God, if he can use his voice, and I'm in his image, and victory comes from that voice, it's time you use it. Heavenly Father, come on, right where you're at. Come on, I can begin to, you can feel it.
If you don't have anything in English, pray in another tongue right now. Come on. There's somebody in this house that needs to rename the hill. Rename the hill. It's been too long. We've gone too long under this curse. It's enough. It's time to reverse the curse. It's time to reverse the story. We don't have to concede the hill. It's time we take the hill. Will you take your hill? Will you take your hill? Will you rename it? Use your voice. Come on. I want to hear you this morning. The front is open. Bring your cry. Bring your cry this morning. The front is open. Bring your travail to the house. Come on in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, maybe you've never used your voice before. I'm asking you, this morning, use your voice. Give it a try. Come on. Yes. Jesus' name, that's it.
Keep my voice.
Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. You've got a voice. You've got a voice. Use your voice. You've got a voice. Yes. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Jesus' name. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, use your voice. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, that's it. He's loving it. He's loving it. There's power. Things are happening in the spirit realm. Things are happening in the spirit realm. Because people are using their voice. The enemy is being pushed back. Hallelujah. You can feel it. You can feel it in the house. It's happening. Keep on lifting your voice. Yes. Yes. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes.
Jesus. Jesus Christ is Lord forever. Every knee will bow. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord forever. Every knee will bow. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
I gotta praise. I gotta praise. I gotta let it out. I gotta praise. I gotta praise. I gotta praise, and I gotta let it out. I gotta praise. I gotta praise. I gotta praise, and I gotta let it out. I gotta praise. I gotta praise. I gotta praise, and I gotta let it out. I gotta praise.
I gotta praise.
I'm not even for sure how to end this morning. I just like what I feel. I remember a number of years ago, God gave me a dream. I've had a total, I believe, of 5 different dreams that I know were God dreams. This year at family camp, with Brother Urshan preaching, God just spoke to me and said, write them down. So I wrote down each dream and what each dream was about. And I put them in chronological order that God gave them to me. And while I was sitting there, God just... Sometimes God speaks, sometimes God shows you things, and it just sometimes just shows you a little bit here and a little bit there. Doesn't always give you the whole picture. But God just began to speak to me, and I just began to write what Brother Joel Urshan was preaching. And God said, this is what this dream represents, this is what this represents, this represents, this represents. I got to the one that I shared with you about Ned. Remember Ned? Ned's our enemy. Ned's our Philistine. As Brother Galen was preaching this morning, God just spoke to me and said, take your weapon and go after Ned. So the bottom line is, church, every one of us has a Ned. We all have an enemy. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, God showed me who our enemy, Ned. I'm like, what demonic spirit, Brother Galen, has the name of Ned? And one day I'm coming home from work after arguing with God over this silly name. God just said, pull over beside the road and look up the name Ned. So Marvin, I pulled over right on the corner of Connors and Pierceville Road, right down the street from Blake George's house, and I looked up the name Ned. It's an old English name, a derivative of William. How many of you know, have ever heard of William the Conqueror? Interesting character in history. William means a protector of lands and real estate. I met our enemy, the protector of this city. And we are going to fight him. And we are going to win. Revival is coming. We sometimes we'd like to just take a jawbone of a donkey and go downtown and just start swinging. But you see, the weapons that we use, that's how Samson fought his enemies. We fight ours with prayer. We fight ours with worship. We fight ours with our voice. And I just want to challenge, thank you so very much. Yesterday, our leadership, I feel, for those of you that were here, I feel our leadership yesterday is probably the most powerful leadership lesson that Brother Galen has taught to us here. God spoke to us in the very, it was from the very beginning of the lesson that God was in the room. God is moving, church. And when God moves, we have to move. We can't be stuck in that warehouse. We got to get out. We got to move. We got to use our voices. God bless you. Thank you so very much, Brother Thompson. Thank you, Sister Thompson, for ministering to us. We have our Spanish service starting shortly. Just shake hands with a brother, sister. Challenge them. Use your voice. Your prayer voice. Pray. Use the authority that God has given to us. We don't use it, somebody else will. God bless you. Remember Wednesday evening. Remember we have our ladies here at 5 o'clock. Fellowship Hall, and down at Brother Marvin's at 6 o'clock. Bring something to throw on the grill, guys. God bless you. We'll see you back here on Wednesday.